Well, it's still deer season, even though it's not firearms deer season anymore. And Colton with the DNR in Escanaba is with me. And good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Jack. Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the what is the muzzle loading season. A lot of people don't understand or even know it exists, how it's different from the other seasons that we've had. So that's underway right now, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, obviously the big dance, if you want to call it that, is, of course, our firearm deer season. It's the most participated in season across the state, especially here in the UP. It's just a longstanding tradition, which is awesome. But there is, there's a couple seasons, actually, after regular firearm ends on November 30th. And one of those is muzzleloader season, which we are, I wouldn't say in the middle of, but we're in the front half of muzzleloader season. It runs from December, this year, it runs from December 1st to December 10th. And it's always the first Friday in December. So, of course, this year, so it's not a date, like November 15th, it's actually a day. So it's the first Friday. So, of course, this year, the way the calendar worked, it was literally started the day after firearm season was over, which some people don't like, but it's just the way that it's currently set up. So December 1st to December 10th is muzzleloader season here in Michigan.
So what is muzzleloading for people who don't know? How is it different from, you know regular firearm season?
Yeah, so, I do own a fair amount of guns, but I'm not considering my gun knowledge and gun vocabulary probably isn't the best. But the best way, that the biggest difference is it's loaded from the muzzle, hence the name, a lot of times. Some of the more newer, modern muzzleloaders have a little bit different loading mechanism, but typically how it works is there's either pellets or powder put in through the front of the barrel, and then there's a sabot or a ball put in, and then there's some sort of firing mechanism, which is a primer of some sort, which is either it's a 209 primer. Oh, Jack, you want to stop it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to start from the primer thing again.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so either there's two different types of primers that are commonly known. There's a number 11 primer, which is what older muzzleloaders typically use. The more modern muzzleloaders use a 209 primer, which is like the same primer that's like in the end of a shotgun shell. So it's just one shot. It's just the way that it shoots and how you load it is different than a traditional rifle. And so that it's start, you know, muzzleloader season started many, many, many years ago when they were pretty limited. They weren't overly accurate, especially outside of like 50, 60 yards, but just like anything in today's world, stuff has gotten better. It's gotten more accurate. So modern muzzleloaders, I mean, some of them can shoot well over 200 yards. But it's just another opportunity for folks to get in the woods. Typically it's obviously colder. There's typically snow on the ground and there's just less people in the woods. It's, even though it's a season, it's the participation in the harvest is not even close to what, you know, like firearm season is. And it's actually not even, it's actually a smaller fraction of like what early archery season is even. So it's not a very popular season, but it's a great time to be in the woods.
Yeah. How did our firearm season go around here, especially in our region?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to try to sugarcoat anything. It wasn't very good, right? The numbers and, you know, last year, and we used it, you know, we had it again this year, was mandatory harvest reporting, right? So even though we know that compliance is definitely not 100% because it's new, some people just don't like to do it, even though it is the law. We know it's not perfect, but if we look at last year to this year, and then we look at some of our historical numbers, this year was down pretty substantially. I think right now, you know, like last, for example, in 2022, in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, we harvested just under 16,000 deer, combination of bucks and antlerless. And this year in 2023 for firearm season, we were just shy of 12,000. So I can't do that math quickly in my head, but quite a bit percent lower than last year. So not trying to sugarcoat it. It was not a very good firearm season. And I think, you know, there's multiple variables to why that is the case. Lower deer population in certain areas. Maybe some weather variables, lack of snow during most of firearm season. So to me, it means that, because of that low harvest, I think that there's certain areas that there's definitely some deer still out there to be pursued by folks that want to take up a muzzleloader and get in the woods.
All right. Anything else you want to let people know about the muzzleloading season? I don't know if there's any big changes to it.
No, the only thing, Jack, that I want to point out is there's sometimes some confusion. So there's places in the Lower Peninsula where during muzzleloader season you can use the same weapons as firearm season. So I just want to alleviate that, use this to alleviate some of that confusion. In Michigan's Upper Peninsula, you have to use a muzzleloader. And if you need more information on what that definition is and whether your gun qualifies for muzzleloader, just call your local DNR office and we'll be more than happy to explain that to you. But it needs to be a muzzleloader here in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and it runs from December 1st to the 10th. And traditionally, or normally, I should say, the muzzleloader harvest is usually 5-10% of overall harvest. So like I said, participation in harvest is typically low. Woods are pretty quiet, and there's typically snow on the ground. So I would encourage folks that want to continue to deer hunt to get out there. I think it's kind of a peaceful time to be in the woods.